from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. A meeting between the UN and the U.S. United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon praised U.S. President Barack Obama today for his visionary and bold leadership in advancing a plan to sharply cut the carbon pollution produced by American power plants.
On climate change, I highly commend President Obama's strong commitment since day one in his office up to now.
Mr. Obama said the environmental threat posed by climate change is perhaps the critical issue facing the world.
At the top of our list was the urgency of a world response to the threat of climate change. And the Secretary General has been a consistent champion of a concerted, unified global response to the issue.
Mr. Obama's call to cut carbon emissions by 32%, that would be below 2005 levels by the year 2030, is opposed by major U.S. industry groups as being too costly and illegal. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said Tuesday the 12 nations negotiating the massive Trans-Pacific Partnership trade deal have made good progress toward reaching a final agreement, but that some details remain to be worked out. He highlighted a series of goals for the pact as he spoke during a visit to Singapore. Mr. Kerry will attend the ASEAN Forum on Wednesday. And Israeli security agents arrested two more right-wing Israeli extremists on Tuesday as part of the promised crackdown on Jewish extremists after an arson attack killed a Palestinian toddler in his bed last week. None of the three extremists arrested since Monday has been directly linked to the West Bank firebombing that left other family members severely burned. This is VOA News. President Obama planning a major speech tomorrow to argue for congressional and public support for the international accord to restrain Iran's nuclear program. Many Jewish leaders in the U.S. and Israel have criticized the nuclear accord, including Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, who broadcasted from Israel today to an event sponsored by the Jewish Federation here in the U.S.
The most important point I have to make today is this. The nuclear deal with Iran doesn't block Iran's path to the bomb. It actually paves Iran's path to the bomb.
White House spokesman Josh Earnest.
But the president, as you've heard him say, will make clear that he believes that this effort to prevent Iran from obtaining a nuclear weapon isn't just in the best interest of the United States, and it is. The president believes that is in the national security interest of our closest ally in the region, Israel, to prevent Iran from obtaining a nuclear weapon through diplomacy.
And for more on this story, be sure to visit our website at voanews.com. Russia submitted a claim to the United Nations on Tuesday for 1.2 million square kilometers of Arctic sea shelves extending more than 650 kilometers from the shore. Under international law, a country has exclusive economic rights over the Arctic shelf within a 370-kilometer radius from its coast. However, Arctic nations have inclined to claim greater areas. Russia, the United States, Canada, Denmark, and Norway have all tried to assert jurisdiction over parts of the Arctic. Poland has awarded the journalist daughter of slain Russian democracy advocate and opposition leader Boris Nemtsov a $1.1 million human rights prize in recognition of the duo's advocacy. Zana Nemtsova accepted the Solidarity Award on Tuesday in Warsaw in ceremonies presided over by President Bronislaw Komorowski and Polish human rights icon Lech Walesa. At the ceremony, she asked the audience for a minute of silence to honor her late father. He was a vocal critic of Russian President Vladimir Putin. Mr. Nemtsov was gunned down in public by unknown assailants in late February, just steps from the Kremlin. The opposition has blamed the killing on the government. And the family of Sandra Bland, the woman found dead in a Texas jail cell last month, has filed a wrongful death lawsuit against the arresting officer and other officials in what they say is an effort to get information about the case. The 28-year-old Ms. Bland was found dead in the cell, hanging from an overhead partition with a plastic bag on July 13th. Authorities said Ms. Bland committed suicide. Her family has questioned that finding, but on Tuesday acknowledged the possibility. They said, however, she was not despondent, was looking forward to a new job. Joe Palca in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.